Chapter 3. The Three Ladies. In the evening, Count Dracula came to Jonathan and said, "Write to Mr. Hawkins and tell him that you must stay longer with me. You have to help me prepare for my new life in England." Jonathan did not want to stay longer in the castle, but he had no choice. He knew that the Count was reading his letters, and he could not tell Mr. Hawkins that he was the Count's prisoner. Before Count Dracula left Jonathan alone, he gave him a warning. "My young friend, it is dangerous to fall asleep in some parts of Castle Dracula. You must only sleep in this living room or in your bedroom. You will be in great danger if you fall asleep in any other room of the castle." Jonathan was angry that the Count was keeping him prisoner, so he decided to try to find a way to escape from the castle. He walked around to look for an escape route, but all the doors to the outside were locked. Finally, in a very old section of the castle, he came to a door that was stuck, but not locked. He pushed it until it opened. The room was covered with dust, but had a beautiful view of the mountains. As he was looking out of the window, Jonathan saw the Count climb out of the window below him. Dracula crawled down the wall with his head towards the ground. He was wearing a cape that spread out around him like wings. Jonathan was terribly shocked and frightened. What kind of creature was the Count? Jonathan sat down at a writing table in the room. As he was writing in his diary, he began to feel sleepy and lay down on a sofa in the room. Suddenly, there was a cloud of shining dust, and Jonathan was not alone. There were three beautiful ladies in the room with him. They all had very red lips and sharp white teeth. They were talking and laughing. He heard one lady whisper, "He's young and strong. There will be enough kisses for all of us." Their voices were like music. The most beautiful lady came close to Jonathan and bent down towards his neck. Jonathan could feel her hand on his throat, but he could not move. Suddenly, the Count was there in the room, and he shouted, "You know he is not for you. He is mine." The Count took the woman by the back of her neck and threw her away from Jonathan. The three ladies disappeared. Jonathan fainted.